with State's Attorney Carl Martinick issuing a statement on the meeting that was held Wednesday, June 8th, the Community Service Board meeting.
We had discussed the criminal complaint that was in your possession that was filed by Robert Drake with the Barnes County Sheriff's Office on June 1st of this year. In the complaint, he had alleged that Lieutenant David Swenson from the Valley City Police Department had been working in excess of 4,000 hours for the year between the Valley City Police Department in his capacity as a lieutenant, and then he's also employed as a community service officer for Barnes County, overseeing the community service program. Prior to receiving the complaint, we had been aware of the situation, knowing that he had worked many hours for both agencies, done some investigation in my office and also in the clerk of court's office. Wanda Alka, the clerk of court, is on the community service board. She's also the chair of the committee, so she had an opportunity to review timesheets to determine if there was any wrongdoing. Based on our review of the timesheets and some responses to our questions from Dave Swenson, we determined that there was no overlap in hours. There was a substantial number of hours worked, but in terms of actually overlapping hours or say double billing the county and the city for the same hours worked, we didn't find any evidence that that was happening. As being on the community service board, it's our duty and our job to determine if everything he's doing in the community service office is up to standards, and that was part of the meeting today, is to determine how our board could better oversee the community service department. And moving forward, we will be asking for more oversight of timesheets, asking Lieutenant Swenson to keep a log of his job responsibilities and the hours that he's worked for the community service program. We don't believe that there's anything negative going on, any wrongdoing, but in our capacity as a board, we feel it's our duty to make sure that we're doing everything we can to ensure oversight.
Now, Carl, is this investigation completed, or is there another form of this investigation to continue if more evidence comes forward, or is this considered a closed case?
Certainly, if more evidence comes forward, then it's our job to look into it further. At this time, I don't see any reason to continue to investigate whether or not there was double billing of hours. Just because you work a large number of hours doesn't mean there's wrongdoing. My understanding is that there could be additional evidence, but I haven't seen it, and I'm not prepared to comment on things that haven't come into my office yet.
Carl, explain to the public Community Service Board, what does it do, what's its focus, and how many people are made up of it?
The Community Service Board was established by the city and the county jointly 5 or 6 years ago in order to supervise the community service officer that was running the program. There's 5 members on the committee: myself, as I mentioned, Wanda Alka, the clerk of court, Dewey Magnuson, and Chris Westerhausen from the city, and Mike Metcalf, one of the county commissioners. So the 5 of us oversee the community service office. We meet typically only once a year to look at budgets and to review expenditures of the office, to look at reports of how many people are being seen in the program, to determine if there's anything we can do to improve the community service program, workplace locations, things like that. So given the complaint that we received recently from Mr. Drake and some of the issues that came up in terms of the number of hours worked, our intention is to meet on a more regular basis in the near future to review things like work logs and timesheets to ensure that there's no wrongdoing.
And then what does typically an officer with either the city agency or county agency, what do they do? Do they take inmates and for work-related jobs as far as if they're serving jail time, or what? How does that work?
When a defendant is sentenced, one of the options for the court is to send a person to community service, and I guess we look at it as sort of a diversion program. Instead of putting somebody in jail, we give them an opportunity to work for the community instead of serving time. So when a person is sentenced to community service, they are responsible for contacting Lieutenant Swenson at the police department, getting their community service set up. There are a number of locations in the county and the city where a person can conduct their hours. At this time, they're all public service locations, nonprofits. So a person might work cleaning up the courthouse, doing cleanup work at the police station, other agencies for the county or the city. We discussed at the meeting today whether or not we'll look at placements with for-profit businesses and possibly putting that out for bid if there's any businesses in town that are looking for people to work. It's a possible source of employment for these people that might be down on their luck or not used to working full-time. So it's a way to get these people integrated back into the community.
There's Carl Martinick, the Barnes County State's Attorney, here on our Voice of the Valley.